Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Yadal Damabez. We're holding on Yadal Damad Aleph, the third to last line, by the word Avigayel. So says the Gemara, Avigayel Dechsev, we know that Avigayel was a Neviyah, because the Pasuk says, Vayahi Recheves al Chamar, when she was going to talk to David HaMelech, not to kill Naval, so she was riding on a Chamar, Vayahiredes Besei Sarahar, and she was getting down from the mountain. So ask the Gemara, Besei Sarahar, Minahar Mi Ba'ilei. Why does the Pasuk say Besei Sarahar? It should just say she was coming down, Minahar, from the mountain. So I'm a rabbi bar Shmuel al iske dam abam min astarim. The pasuk being meramis that she showed David HaMelech iske dam. She was showing him a shailu and dam nida, which is bam min astarim. It's minahar. It's beseser ahar. It's bam min astarim, and it was for a hayra. That's lashon of har is milashon hayra. Says the Gemara, Nadla Dam, she took a mare of Dam Nida, the Harasaloi, and she showed it to David HaMelech, and Amar Law, so David HaMelech says to Avigayel, I'm surprised, what are you showing it to me now? V'chimarin Dam Belayla, it's nighttime, do we paskin on Dam Nida by night? So Amar Law, so she, you know, this was all really just a setup, she says to David, V'chidan Adinei Nefashis Belayla, you're making a din to kill my husband Naval, right now it's night, do we dan Adinei Nefashis at night? So Amar Law, so David says to Avigayel, that Meir B'malchus, he's a Meir B'malchus, and therefore this is not a Din Taira. You don't need a Din Taira. I'm just going to go kill him. So Amr Lai, so Avigal says to him, it's not true that he's a Meir B'malchus, because a dying Shaul Kayam, Shaul HaMelech is still alive, and your Malchus hasn't really been fully established yet. So Amr Lai, David was masking to her, and he says to her, Baruch Tamich Ubruchayat Asher Kilisani Ayayim Azem Yibay B'damim. Now you saved me from spilling the blood of Naval. Now says the Gemara, that Damim Tarti Mashma. He should have said me Yibay B'dam. Why, what's Damim? Damim is Mashma, that she saved him from two bloods. So Al Malami, this is coming to be Meramis to us, Shegilsa Ashaika. And when she was coming off the Chamar, so she showed a little bit of her thigh. Some of her thigh was exposed. V'halach La'ira Shalish Parsois, and David the Melech traveled three parsois running after her. He had a taiva in Amar La, and he says to her, Hishamali, Hishamili, you know, be with me. In Amar La, she says to him, that this shouldn't be for you for stumbling block. So that's the second dam that she saved David the Melech from being with her when she was in Edo. So, also an ish is ish, but it's two damim because it's referring to this, that David the Melech wanted also to be with her. Now her lashim, when she spoke to David the Melech, was that this shouldn't be for you as a stumbling block. So says the Gemara, Zais Mechal Dik Achriti. It's mashma that there was something else that was a nisayan for David. Umayni umayisa de Basheva. That she was being meramis to him that in the future there's going to be another nisayan, and that's going to be with Basheva. Umaskana hachi havai. And the maskana is that David HaMelech ended up being with Basheva. But the point is that you see that Avigayel was a neviyah. Vahaisa nefesh adani sura besura chayim. So now when we mention Avigayel, so the Gemara just discusses the rest of the story, that Avigayel says to David HaMelech that you should be attached to me. Says the Gemara, ki havois miftar minei. Then when she was parting from David, Amrle, she said to him, v'heitev Hashem la'adoni v'zachartes amasecha. Then, you know, if anything should happen, so you should remember me. Maybe in the future, maybe there'll be something. And Rav Nachman commented about this, that hainu damriinshi, it's about this that people say, issa behadishusa pilcha, that a lady, while she talks, she's able to weave, she's able to multitask, so too Avigayel, you know, she's in the middle of defending Naval, she's in the middle of defending her husband, but she's also securing her future. Or Yikadamri, some give a different mashal, that shuffle va'azl baravza ve'nahi mitayfe, that a goose, he walks straight, but his eyes are always looking up, figuring out where his next meal is going to be from. So to Avigayel, she was defending her husband, she was going straight, but she was also looking at the future and securing her options. Cholda dechsev, we know that Cholda was a neviyah, because the pasuk says vayelech Chilkiyo akoyin vachikam vaachbor v'shafan. The pasuk says vasiyo vasoyo, and it says al Cholda neviyah. So the pasuk says lahedia that Cholda was a neviyah. The context over there is that Yeshio Amelech had found a sefer Torah in the base of Mikdash, and he opened it up and he saw it was open to the Teichacha. He got a little nervous. He figured he would go ask Cholda neviyah to explain to him what the message is. Now ask the Gemara. So now we proved that Cholda was a neviyah, but ask the Gemara, "Ubemakom dekai Yirmiyah hechi misnava ihi." How was she able to be a neviyah? How was she able to? Wasn't that a bizayon to Yirmiyah? Yirmiyah was a navi. How was she able to practice prophecy? So Amri, so they said, so Amri be Rav, Mishmei the Rav, Cholda kreivas Yirmiyah haisa. Well, you have a makbid aleha that Yirmiyah and Chulda were related, and therefore he was a makbid about her. Well, ask the Gemara, fine, so Chulda was able to, you know, get involved in Nevuah. But V'yoshio guve, heichi shavik Yirmiyah, mishad legabo. How did Yoshio, how did he not go to Yirmiyah? How could he go to Chulda? So says the Gemara, tu terutzim, ami debe rebi, shilo, mipnei shahanoshim rachman yoisein. He figured women have more compassion, and this way, if it's a bad message, so she'll daven for them. Where V'yechne Amar, a different reason why he went daven to Chulda is because Yirmiyah lehava hasam. Yirmiyah was at the town. Shahalich lahachzir asaras hashvatim. He went to bring back the asaras hashvatim that Sancheiriv had exiled. He went to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. Uminalan da ador. And how do we know that Itaka brought them back? The chziv, as the pasuk says, that Yecheskel has a nevuah ki hamaycher lamimkor lo yashuv. That basically saying that Yovel is going to be batal. Now this is after the asaras hashvatim were exiled. So you know Yovel only applies when you have asaras hashvatim in Eretz Yisrael. You have to have Reiv Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk doesn't seem to make any sense. What's this nevuah that Yecheskel is having that Yovel is going to be batal? It's already batal. The Aseres HaShvatim were exiled. Says the Gemara, that doesn't seem to make any sense. That after Yovel batal, the Navi misnava olav shivato, could it be that Yovel is already being, is already batal? And the Navi is having a nevuah that it's going to be batal? Elam alame cheyirmiyah achziron, it must be that Yirmiyah brought them back, and therefore there was Yovel. And Yecheskel was having a nevuah that it's going to end. Now ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, that Yoshio ben Amon Malach Alehen. That Yoshio, even though he technically was a Melech Yehuda, when he brought back the Saras HaShvatim, so he ruled over them. The Chsiv, like the Pasuk says, V'yomer, Mahatzion Halaz Asher Ani Raya, V'yomeru Elov Anshair, Hakever Isha Lekim Asher Bam Yehuda, V'yikr Sadvar Me'ila Asher Asisal Mizbeah Be'isel. So it discusses the Melech Yehuda, referring to Melech Yoshio, and it discusses him in Beisel. So ask the Gemara, V'chimat Tiva Yishal Yoshio, Ala Mizbeah BeBeisel. Yoshio was the Melech Yehuda. So what was he doing in Beisel, which is the Makom of the Malchei Yisrael? Ala Malamech Yoshio, Malach Aleyan. When he brought back the Asaras HaShvatim, he ruled over them. Rav Nachman Amar Me'acha, and you see he ruled over them from the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, it's Nevuah of Yoshio. It says, Gam Yehuda Shas Katsilach B'shuvish V'sami. That there's going to be a Melech Yehuda that's going to rule over the Asaras HaShvatim. And that's referring to the Melech Yoshio. Esther, we know, was a Neviah Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayibayoy Mashlishi Vatilbash Esther Malchus. She wore Malchus. Ask the Gemara, big day Malchus me bayilei. Proper grammar would be that she wore big day Malchus. Elo shalav shasa ruach hakodesh. She wore Malchus means she wore ruach hakodesh that she prophesized. And we know that from ksev hacha v'tilbash, uksev hasam v'ruach lavsha esamasai. There it's referring to nevuah. Here too also it's referring to nevuah. Amrav Nachman layayirusa lenashe. It's not good for a woman to be in a position of chashivas. We find that tarti nashe yehirin havyon v'san. We find that two women, they had positions of chashivas, they have ugly names, and we see they acted with haughtiness. One of them's name is a bee, referring to Devira. The other one's name is a weasel, referring to Chulda. Ziburta, about the bee, Ksivba, it says, Barak, that she called to Barak to come to her. She didn't go to him, it wasn't respectful. And Karkushta, Ksivba, and about the weasel, it says, Imru la'ish, referring to Yoshio HaMelech. She said, say to the ish, V'lay amra imru la'melech. So you see that those that had positions of chashivas, they acted with gaiva. Rav Nachman commented, and he said that Chulda mibnei banav shal Yoshua haisa. That Chulda was a descendant of Yoshua. It says here by Chulda Lashon of Charchas, and it says by Yahushua that he was buried with Timnas Charas. So we see from there that Chulda came from Yahushua. So Esvi Ravina Saba Rav Nachman, Ravina Saba asked Rav Nachman, that we have a brisa which says that Shmaya Neviim behem Kayanim Yatsu Me Rachav. There's certain eight Kayanim and they were Neviim that came out from Rachav Azayna. The Eluhein, these are the eight: Neria, Baruch, Saraya, Mechasia, Yirmiya, Chilkiya, Chanamu, Veshalim. And Rav Yehuda Aimer, Rav Chulda Hanaviya, Mibnei Banei Shav Rachav Azayna Isa. She was also, Chulda was a descendant of Rachav Azayna. Ksev Hacha, it says by Chulda Ben Tikva, Uksev Hasam, and it says by Rachav, as Tikva as Chulda Shani. So Chulda was a descendant of Rachav. How could he say he was a descendant of Yeshua? So Amar Lei, so Nachman says back to Enos Abba, he says, Enos Abba, Va'amri Lo, where some say that he said to him, Pasi Ukma, he said to him, you black vessel, Minei Umin minach, miniu minach to stayim shmeitza. Adrabo. Now we have a full picture. The gaira v'nasva Yeshua. Rachav Hazayna converted, and she eventually married Yeshua. So she was therefore Chulda was a descendant both of Yeshua and of Rachav Hazayna. It's not a stira. Ask the Gemara. She was a descendant of Yeshua. Umihavu zara li Yeshua. Did Yeshua have any children? Vaksiv, the pasuk says, when going through the children, the offspring of Ephraim, it says, Vaksiv nun b'nai Yeshua b'nai. And it ends by Yeshua. It doesn't say any children after Yeshua. It seems like Yeshua didn't have any children. Says the Gemara, that's because b'nei lo havule, but bonson havule. He didn't have any sons, but he did have daughters. Ask the Gemara. We mentioned that there are 8 Nevi'im that come from Rachav Hazayna. Now there were 4 pairs of fathers and sons. So now they themselves, meaning the sons, it's Mefarshi. It says it straight out in the Psukim in the Navi that they were Nevi'im. Ela Avasayu Minalan. But how do we know about the fathers? How do we know that the fathers were Nevi'im? The fathers, Rashi goes through, Rashi says is referring to Chilkiah, who's the father of Yirmiah, Shalom, who's the father of Hanamel, Neriah, who's the father of Baruch, and Mechasiah, who's the father of Sarai. How do we know that they were also Nevi'im? So says the Gemara Kedu'ula. We know that based off that which Ula taught us. Damar Ula kol makayim sheshmai v'shem ave b'nevi'is. Anytime you have a Nevu'ah and it lists the Navi's name and it also tells you his father's name, bi'aduashu Navi ben Navi. So then you know he's a Navi and his father was also a Navi, like it does by these 4. So that's how we know that their fathers were Nevi'im. Shemai v'loy shem aviv. Anytime it tells you the Navi's name and it doesn't tell you his father's name, bi'aduashu Navi v'loy ben Navi. So that's a sign that his father's not a Navi. Now, once we mention this, so the Gemara just continues, Shemai v'shem iroi mefurish. Anytime you have it that his name and his city, it says it in the pasuk, bi'aduashu mi'aisa'ir. So then you know he's from that city. Shemai v'loy shem iroi bi'aduashu mi'Yerushalayim. If it doesn't say where he's from, so you could assume he's from Yerushalayim, that's the place of Ashras Hashchina. Anytime you have it, that you don't know much about his father, and it just tells you about the child, and it tells you something nice but good about him, and about Zephaniah, the Navi says nice things. So that which the Pasuk tells us that he was Ben Kushi Ben Gedalia, it must be to tell us that they were also tzaddikim. And when you have the same idea, but the pasuk saying something derogatory, and it says that Yishmael went and he killed Gedaliah ben Achikam, and it tells us that he was the son of Nesaniah and Elishama, we don't know much about them. That which the pasuk is telling us, that those were his parents, it must be to tell us that they were also Rishayim.